This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by defensive back Joe Hayden. Joe, thank you for taking time out.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
How you doing, man? It's good to see you back in action out there.
Thank you, man. It's good to be back.
Talk about Sunday's win. What did that do for the mood in and around the locker room?
Oh, it did a lot for us, man. I mean, it just, the whole team was really, you know, down. We keep losing and losing, but I feel like this win, it definitely building us up, and it makes us want more. You know, it makes us want to come in here, get on the film with Indianapolis, make sure we get them so we can have two in a row. Because after losing 11 in a row, you know what I'm saying, that's just, it's all bad right there. So we just want, make sure we want to keep that winning feeling in the locker room after the game.
Before we talk about Indy, let's talk about your mindset. You were out there Sunday, 3 breakup passes, you had 1 interception. Talk about your mindset as you were out there just playing. Looked like you were just comfortable and free. You were back in your element.
I mean, when I went home, I basically was acting like it was like an off-season workout, like when I'm training to get ready to come to training camp. So I definitely just stayed in shape. I tried to keep my endurance going, lifting, and basically just got a lot of time to hang out with my family, watch football, but I definitely missed it a whole lot. So I just tried to stay in shape. And when I was out there, it was, at first I was real nervous, you know, it's like the first game of the season again, so a lot of nerves. But once I got to calm down, I just started, it came right back normal, natural, just right back how I left.
And after Sunday's game, you spoke about how you're going to face AJ Green for the years to come if you're Brown, and TJ is going to face Gresham as the years to come. You look at these matchups, man, this is just a great recipe of just great competitive football.
Exactly. I mean, it's what you look for, you know what I'm saying? You want to go against the best, and I say AJ Green is definitely one of the best receivers in the league, for sure. And Gresham is one of the best tight ends, and I feel like me and TJ, up and coming corner of the safeties in the league. So I mean, just going against people like that, it definitely puts you, just lets you see where you at. And I really like the challenge of going against them, and I know they like the challenge going against us.
Top flight talent, man. All right, let's talk about this Colts team. I know you can't give away the game plan, I'm not going to ask you that, but just, you know, practice is in full swing. How's the week of practice going?
Oh, it's going real well. Everybody just flying around. I mean, we're still off that energy that we had from the game, and everybody just wants to have that feeling again. So practice is going crisp. Everybody's just really just getting that extra film work in, and just looking forward to playing.
Looking at this offense, what jumps out to you?
Definitely Andrew Luck and Reggie Wayne. I mean, those two people. I mean, Andrew Luck can make every throw. He can get if you cover the receivers, he could scramble and make a play happen. And Reggie Wayne, he's been doing this for a while. I remember growing up watching him and Peyton Manning. So he's still at the top of his game. So those two dudes really just jump out at you.
And for yourself, what are you working on this week in particular?
Just the same stuff. I'm just trying to just make sure I understand their concepts, understand their routes. The biggest thing is a third down. You know what I'm saying? When they get in third down, when they run in certain formations, just try to get a good 2 or 3 jumps. So if I see the formation, then I know I make that play.
Well, Joe, we spoke about the win earlier, but how do you keep that momentum going here in the locker room?
Just remembering that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Remembering that feeling after the locker room, how we came in, everybody was excited, high-fiving, and then when you come watch the tape, it's way better to make corrections after you won than before you lost. So just as long as everybody just has that same feeling, that same drive, knowing when you come inside from a losing locker room and knowing when you had that feeling last week. So basically, I think this just that feeling in the locker room of being like, yeah, we did this the whole week. We worked up to it. We won, and then we could study film, make corrections. But after a win, it's everything's better.